And we do now have Stanford head coach Jared Haas online. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the time. And star one for questions.
Your first question is from Jeff Verano, Bay Area News Group.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good morning, Coach. Wonder if you have an update on the status of Pickens and Sheffield. Do you expect them to face Cal? And secondly, can you tell us what Kizzy Apala's role going forward will be? Is he on the cusp of moving into your starting lineup, or does that depend on the health of others, or where does that stand?
Yeah, with KZ, I think what happens in this week, you know, will and what happens with Chef and Dorian as well will dictate the starting lineup, and as well as that, just minutes overall. KZ played a lot of minutes in the Kansas game. I'm anticipating having a big role and playing a lot of minutes. I have not made a decision, you know, on the perimeter right now because there's so many moving parts about who will start in the Cal game. With Dorian and Chef, it's still day-to-day. I think we'll be able to make decisions sooner and later, you know, in the next week or 10 days about their status with everything and when they'll be back. But we still don't know their complete status at this point.
So if you're talking about making a decision on their status in the next week to 10 days, it doesn't sound like they might play on Saturday.
I didn't say that. We'll practice the next 3 days. We'll practice the next 3 days and evaluate and continue to talk to the doctors and trainers and see where we are.
And maybe premature to ask this, but if they still aren't ready in the next week to 10 days, at some point, do you consider whether to redshirt them?
I hate being coy and everything like that. I will say everything's always on the table, you know, that kind of thing. But I do anticipate, a clear idea of where they stand, you know, in the fairly near future.
Thank you, Jared.
Yep.
Your next question is from Benjamin Parker, GoldenBearReport.com.
Hey, Coach. Just wanted to get your thoughts on Cal as a whole, what you've seen from them this season and what you expect to see on Saturday when they come to your place.
Well, I think the first thing is having a great understanding that it's a rivalry game. Both teams are 0-0 going into conference season, so I anticipate both teams being hungry and playing with a great deal of passion. They've done a heck of a job getting to the free throw line in transition. They're doing a really nice job getting out on the break, and they're doing a heck of a job on the offensive board. So those are three things right there, three areas that we're going to have to really concentrate on to be able to limit their effectiveness. And then our zone offense is going to have to be really good. At times we've done some nice job, done some nice things this year, and at times we struggled. So we're going to have to be able to make some shots, but also more importantly, get the shots we want and have an effective zone offense. But I think they're doing a heck of a job coaching that team. The guys I think they're getting an understanding of what exactly their roles are. And I think they're obviously for a rivalry game going to be fired up.
Perfect. Thank you.
Your next question is from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Morning, Coach. Could you talk a little bit about John Davis and how he's progressed? I know he's probably playing more of a role than you anticipated going into the season, but what's your assessment of him so far?
Well, I think if we step back and look big picture, you know, there's been a lot of ups and downs throughout the season in terms of his play, but big picture, I do think progress is being made. He's certainly in a position right now where he's kind of thrust into a leadership role in a, you know, point guard position in a BCS team, and has done a lot of nice things. Certainly we need to get the turnover rate down and continue to lead the team in a lot of different ways. But again, I'm pleased that progress is being made, but as a coach, I'm always hoping that happens even faster. But I do anticipate big times are going to be ahead for him.
Hey, and one other thing, coaches coach against their alma maters a lot, but it's really rare for a coach to have gone to two colleges and coach against them in successive games. Have you thought about that? Is that anything that is it getting any added meaning to this game?
I don't know how to add more meaning to it, just because I'm so anxious to get the Pac-12 season started and get rolling. I think last year was probably a little bit more, I don't know if meaningful is the word, impactful, because it was the first year, you know, and playing at Kansas last year and then playing against Cal last year, again, was kind of the first year of going through that. I think having done it once, you know, the Kansas game, I, you know, jumped right into the game and was, I didn't feel like there were a whole lot of distractions, and I anticipate to be the case with the Cal game is that my focus will be pretty squarely on the game from the very beginning.
Thanks.
Of course.
And again, that is star one for questions.
All right, that looks like that's all we're going to have for you today, Coach. Appreciate the time,
okay.
And best of luck.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.